there. It is February 1st, 2018. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 95, closing in on 100. And what's going on tonight, guys?
Not too much.
We are A-dubless. We are without dubs.
Poor man can't speak.
Something about no voice, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
There's tons of robot voices he could have, like, used on here.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty cool if Dr. Spate sewed it and typed everything in.
Right, exactly.
You think everybody knows what Dr. Spate sew is? Because, like, that's what I think of when I think robot voices.
No, you're the only one. You and Dave.
Oh. Is that still around? That shit was pretty decent. Like, it was actually pretty good. It was way beyond its time.
Like, you're way beyond your time.
Damn, I'm gonna go there.
Released in 1991.
I was trying to find the. Oh, there it is, chlorine. Okay, so I got a question for you guys to start the show. There recently, at least, and I found out recently, scientists have injected chlorine E6 into people's eyes, and it gives them the ability to see at night, like better night vision. It turns their entire pupils black, so it's all black, so it's kind of creepy looking, and it's only temporary. It lasts like throughout the evening, and then you're back the next day. But they said in a study, like, people who have done it are able to see or spot people in, like, from 50 yards away or something in the dark at 100% accuracy. So basically you're giving people dark vision, which is pretty cool. It's not permanent, obviously, but it's pretty cool. So if you could biohack one part of your body to give you something else, what would it be? So we got dark vision's a possibility. And explain to me how you're going to do it, too. Because it's pretty neat. I just found about this today. I didn't think it was something people were doing. I'll put a link for the face of the human guinea pig so you guys can see his eyes. It looks pretty cool. He looks like he's a demon from Supernatural, basically.
Right, yeah.
That's a good question.
Thanks, Ryan.
I know.
All right. So it's permanent?
You know what? I'll leave that up to you guys. You can either make it permanent or you can make it, like, kind of a thing you can turn off and on.
Like, how complex are we getting? Because, like, once you start messing with your brain, that's when it's, like, it controls, like, a million systems.
This isn't a magic card. You fucking tell me what you want to do and we'll make it work.
I'm going to go with, I would probably think the brain is kind of, would be nice. Like, when you're, like, in a difficult situation and you need to puzzle something out, you're just like, all right, boom, super genius mode, brah, and like, brah, and that would be pretty sweet.
Because I wasn't even going to go that, like, complex like that. I was going to say, like, if I could take it down to my brain functions more efficiently, so I need, like, way less sleep. Like, I need, like, an hour of sleep a night to be completely content.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That's sweet.
Because, right, like, you're like, everything's more efficient, so it just goes like, okay, cool. Hour, you just kind of shut down, and then you're back up 1 hour later, and you're good to go. That would be my, like, choice, because there's a lot of things I want to do, and I don't do them because I go, I'm fucking tired right now.
Okay. Interesting. Dave, you got one?
Well, I started off thinking of underwater breathing, like in the abyss.
Yeah.
You know, you drink some sort of magic Kool-Aid kind of thing, or that liquid that they like breathable liquid that they had in their helmets.
Same magic and Kool-Aid. That's what fucking serial killers get you to drink. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Cult leaders.
But then I was intrigued by Ryan's thing about, you know, a whole super genius, and I was thinking, man, how far off are we from having like an implant in our brain that, like, connects us to everything, even the World Wide Web or whatever. Big super cute computer in the brain, and next thing you know, it's AI, and then AI takes over our brains,
shit.
And
yeah,
they take
hacked.
Over our bodies, and then we're hacked, and, you know, so. But I really was going to a dark place. But I was thinking, you know, like in Starfinder, there's those mechanic or mechanic class that has that AI in their head that allows them to be super. That'd been kind of cool.
Yeah. It's weird that you guys went to brain first. I wonder if that signifies that your brain is smart, but you're stupid.
Because what are you picking? You want to run super fast?
No, I immediately thought of like some sort of flaps in my arms that allows me to glide. So like a flying squirrel kind of a thing. So if I fall off a building, I'm like... Because what you guys don't know is in the future... Fucking, the world's gonna fragment, it's gonna be jagged up and down everywhere, so you guys are gonna be super smart and falling off buildings and dying.
Yeah, no, we'll be super smart, like, riding in airplanes with all the money we've just made, while you got these weird flabby things.
The world has fragmented, I'm sorry. No.
It's like, this guy's got weird shit.
There's no airplanes, the world has gone to shit, we all blew up when Trump launched the nukes.
But everybody is all like, oh, these guys are so smart and so sexy. Oh, look at that guy with his flappy skin under his arms.
Yeah.
It's gross. Like a giant skin tag, but like connected, like, it's just like,
mm-hmm. like. And you guys will watch from the ground as I fly over, and you're like, oh, I wish we could fly.
There'd be no swimming.
Yeah.
Now I was also starting at something simple. I think that would be something fairly simple to engineer into my body rather than getting super smart, but I understand what you're saying. Okay, so let's just assume mine was the right answer and you guys suck, and let's get the podcast started.
Oh, my God. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it.
Whatever. Mine was awesome. You guys are dumb.
It was awesome. It was just weird.
Awesomely weird.
Yeah, I think I was thinking more biology rather than like, you know, super brain, but hey, it works fine. Whatever, you all had the same answer. So whatever. Adam's not here, so let's talk about Adam. How much do we hate him or love him? Go.
A million.
I agree with Ryan. Good answer, Ryan.
I just gotta say, like father, like son, with the whole peas up the nose thing. So.
Yeah. Did he do that as a little man too?
No.
No, it's just it's something that I could see Adam doing.
Oh, it's just, okay. Yeah, totally. All
right. Yeah, as soon as he gets the one where he goes, like, I can't make it tonight, guys. Orin lit something on fire and swung it around the house like he was some sort of Jedi. You're like, well, that makes sense.
I can see that happening.
It's like, you're
shooting a crossbow like Chewbacca and he took out the dog or something.
Right.
Yeah. I assume you guys saw the Annie trailer, Annie Origins trailer.
I saw you posted it, but and I saved it, which is a thing you can do on Facebook. I don't know where it goes, but
it's
I think it's in the
place that says saved.
Oh, so it has been saved. I haven't had a chance to watch it.
Well, here's my only comment about that. I'm really usually like looking forward to these when Riot brings them out because I think they're cool looking, and it's animated and stuff and neat. This one just made me sad because it's a tragic tale of a kid who destroys everything around her.
Yeah, well, they didn't show like the like her origin, like wait, because her parents like are, if you read her like story, like her dad is like a wizard, and her mom is a witch.
Okay.
If you read her lore.
Oh, sure. I'm so just going off the fact this is called
No,
Annie's
I'm not saying
origins.
She deserves it. Yes, that's why she has the powers. That's why she has powers.
I see.
Yeah, no, this was just called Annie's origins. I'm not going to wax philosophical if it's actually her origins or anything. But that's what it's called.
Yeah. But then, like, yeah. It was good. It's like, I thought it was interesting. And, yeah, I thought overall it's like, you know, everyone reacted, like, no one reacted uncharacteristic for a regular human. A human would act normally that way. Like, one would be protected of this, a mom would be like this, and so on. So no one acted like, I'm a villain or anything, so no one was bad.
Sure.
Right, so I liked it.
Okay, well, what's going on this week? I feel we're going to be really quick, because Adam's not here.
Ant-Man and Wasp trailer was pretty good.
Yeah,
that looked
fun. That was really good.
I had mixed signals about it. I mean, it was fine, but I wasn't like, oh my god, I need to see this, it's so amazing.
I kind of agree with you, Chris, but sort of differently in that I think the trailer, I think the fact that this series, the original movie was really fun, does more than the trailer
did.
Yes,
I would agree.
And the trailer didn't like slam it on the ground. The trailer was fine. It was like good, but it wasn't like the trailer said like, this is way better than I ever could have hoped. It was more like, hey, they're making another movie, and the first one was good. Awesome. You know what I mean? Well, and it was fun, too. You know, it had some of the things that were fun.
Right.
Well, although it was cool when they shrunk and enlarged things. Like, that's just kind of neat. That's a cool mechanic.
Well, you know, the whole first movie was a lot, you know, it was really comedic, and it was really, you know, having a good time. You don't kind of get that sense with this one. This seems to take a little bit more of a serious tone.
I just think that's the trailer.
Right. I think it's the trailer. I think it's the Marvel trailer. It's not a Thor Ragnarok trailer. So, kind of wait and see. But it, to Chris's point, it didn't make me, like, super excited. I got to go see this one right now.
Yeah, what it did do is remind me that these were fun characters. Because that's what the first movie was about, right? I didn't care so much about what was happening, honestly. I just cared about that the characters were fun and what they were doing and who to root for because those characters were fun. So now you're like, hey, all your fun characters are back again.
Yeah. And you didn't get any of Luis saying all his fun lines.
That's true. That's what they needed right there.
Right. They just needed him saying, if they gave him anything, like, say a couple things. You know, and that would have been fun.
Is he in it?
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
He better. He's the guy who knows the guy who knows the guy.
Right.
Dude.
And he
my
says,
cousin, he was out with this girl, and she said that
he was looking for a guy, and he said, what kind of guy you got? We got guys who climb on walls. We got guys who fly. What guys do you want? I want a guy who shrinks.
But then it can also get big.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I do like that. I like that they're continuing the small adventures, because right after, because that's going to be in the end of the year, and in the middle we're going to have like a gigantic adventure. So I don't know how they're going to connect at all. It's like they're just like, nah, don't worry, the world is getting destroyed somewhere else.
Yeah. When is
Infinity War? Infinity May War. 4th.
So this comes out. This comes out after Infinity War.
After.
Wars.
Yes.
I wonder if they're going to do something where they're like, this is chronologically before that.
Quite possible.
Yeah,
because I gotta imagine Infinity Wars is gonna start like big.
Well, maybe it makes not. Reference. It makes reference to Civil War.
Yes,
you know, because he's escaped and he's on the run. And,
oh yeah,
and Douglas is like, we're on the run because of you. So, yeah, I don't know.
But Ryan, did you read the King Killer books?
I did. King Killer Chronicles.
Yeah, they're making movies.
They are? Sweet! We should finish the damn book series, though.
he's busy playing Dungeons & Dragons.
He's only written the two.
I think he's intending there to be one more.
Yes.
And then it's over, I think, but they always change their minds on that. But those are good books. Yeah, that'd be a good movie. It'd be a fun movie, I'm sure. Actually, it's hard to say. It's a good book, and it probably would be a fun movie.
Who's the main character in that?
Quoth.
I just wanted to hear how you pronounce it. Because it's like K-V-O-I-T-H-E-R or something.
It is a weird. Like, if you get to it quick and you're like, Kenowalth? You know,
Kamathi?
I actually think I might have Googled how are you supposed to say this at some point.
Dude, he plays lutes, though, right?
Yeah, I know he does. Shit, I read that shit, player. Did you read that? I think I bought that for you.
Yeah, I know. I read that first book. I didn't read the second book.
Is he a bard?
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
He's a really famous magician, but he also is like knows magic because he went to university and a bunch of shit. Yeah,
he's like a Superman. He's like a multi-class superhero.
It's basically he made a character for Dungeons and Dragons and then wrote an entire book on this character.
Yeah.
So you know,
and it seems like that's such an easy thing to do, wouldn't it be? Like if you had enough time to sit down and be like, I'm gonna write about our adventures and try to make it good.
Like, although, like, it doesn't seem D&D-ish to me.
Right.
You know, at all.
But you know, as a person that knows D&D tropes, you can play with them a lot. So,
sure.
But I would still make a character who is like a dwarf who like liked all the magic items in the world and took them all.
That'd be pretty good. Goes around just stealing them from everybody. That'd be pretty sweet. Like right. He breaks into temples and shit, stealing stuff. I like it. That'd be a good character.
But he always turns on the water too, so he's like the wet bandit. See, so I took something from something else and like combined it. So
he just has decanters of endless water and just
right. And he just pours them around temples.
He just props it up and leaves it there.
Right.
Going out.
But I think that's interesting. But one of the producers is like that Lin-Manuel Miranda from like Hamilton and
that
stuff.
Music guy. Yeah.
Yes, because I guess he in an interview was all like. We've read this book, like, my family's read this book, like, a bunch of times. For some reason, we just really love this book, so I said, I got a bunch of money now, I should probably produce something we really love.
That's the way to go, man. Figure out what you really
love. Oh, I like
love.
That story, yeah. Actually. Like, the guy actually just liked the book and wanted to make it. That's great.
That's the way to go, right. Man. It's like, do what you love. If you love something, like, do something with it. It's awesome.
Right.
That shit is pretty tight.
Right, Ryan.
The magic system is really cool in that
explain.
Story, too.
Explain.
Like, there's just, like...
spell points?
Well, there's different kind of, No. No spell points. But it's kind of like how you manipulate things. You kind of use your will to manipulate... It's been a while since I read it, but you like kind of take a focus of something, and then you use that to manipulate something else. So you might have like something that represents the air, and then... If you use that, you can focus to move air or something, or you know that they and then there's like they build these magic items basically where they mix these things together in like sort of you know ways where they can create cool magic items. It's actually hard to explain. I probably should read it again before I make my treatises on the mechanics of magic. But yeah, I remember it being pretty awesome more than the details.
Well, that was kind of like the minor stuff. The major stuff was if you were a true scholar, you would learn the magic name behind element, right. Which then gave you even more power over it.
Right.
Like so elements be, have true names.
Yeah.
And people, yep. And things.
And
so
people,
that,
yep.
They're at D&D like there, I give you that.
Right.
But it's actually fucking tight. And then, yeah, that was cool. Did you read? There's another book that came out that's sort of like a sideline book.
The side adventures for when one person was missing from the group. So.
No, this was about one of the very sort of minor characters that clearly was interesting, but you didn't know the backstory. And it's a whole story about this girl that basically lives alone underneath the academy in the ruins and stuff like that.
Oh,
and she's very
I remember
mysterious.
That girl.
Yeah, and she was. And it's a really it's a very interesting book that I liked a lot. It was really interesting because it was basically her like thinking aloud to herself while moving around underground and doing her thing in her crazy way. It was kind of cool.
I just realized why Ryan likes it. It's like it's written a lot of it in first person, which is the way Ryan writes all his notes in D&D. As like he's like the big hero of that. He's all like, and I totally did some magic and saved the day, and
all the
everybody
girls
was dumb. And it's like basically
and
like, yeah,
the
book.
And
like,
then the dwarf took all the riches,
right? And like the book has written a lot of it. Him like recounting tales and stuff like that of things that he's done. So
that's actually what it is.
It's him recounting stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Because this guy comes in and starts interviewing him.
Yes, he chronicles the King Killer.
And there's magic, so come on.
Right. And there's magic.
Does the title give it away? Like, there's going to be a king that's being slain by this guy.
Well, actually, that's interesting. Like, that hasn't happened
right
yet. And there doesn't seem to be... I don't even know who the king is, really.
It's
like
be himself.
The plot hasn't gone there at all yet, so...
Okay.
I guess like, I'll say in the first two books... That title means very little.
Right.
It's just a cool, awesome book.
Right, he just gives himself that title because it's like a cool... Maybe it's the name of his band.
Yeah, like King Killer.
It's kind of like Interview with the Vampire. It's basically like a super... A guy interviewing, you know, kind of. So...
Hmm.
Okay. So I think that was... I thought that... Ryan, when I saw that, I was like, wow, Ryan. And it's Sam Raimi. Like, you know, like the... Evil Dead guy, the first few Spider-Man movies. That guy.
That's amazing. That's like one of those things that you wish would happen when you read an awesome book, and then it basically never happens. And it's happening.
It's happening! So I wish Adam was here, because I watched his show. Remember the show he mentioned last time we were on?
I don't know.
He was talking.
Please stand by. It was me.
No, that's you. We're talking about something else now. Jesus Christ. Not all about you, Dave. You don't get all the magic items
all the topics.
The
magic items.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it, Dave.
No, he was talking about a TV show, a British TV show. I think it was called The End of the Fucking World or something like that.
Oh, yeah. The one where the guy, the trailer, the guy wants to kill her. And yeah. She, you know,
and
I don't remember.
She kind of likes him, and he pretends like he's his girlfriend in order to get close to killing her. So I watched it. It was 8 episodes, each like 20 minutes long, so it was actually like just a long movie. And it was good, except for the ending.
The ending,
they took the like artsy ending instead of the wrap it up and clever, everybody's happy ending. And it affected me so much that I don't even think I'd recommend it, honestly.
Oh, boy.
Which is weird, because usually you're like, oh, it was pretty good, you should watch that, but, you know, the ending's okay. Like that fucking Italian mafia movie or show everybody talks about that I've never watched.
Sopranos?
Yeah, that's it. But this was the opposite, where I was like, I was having really much a lot of fun until, like, the last episode, and then I was like, I'm not having fun anymore.
Hannah watched the first
straight up
five...
Kills her.
Hannah watched the first 5 minutes.
I'm a serial killer.
The worst 5 minutes?
Yeah, we were like 5 minutes into the 18-minute episode. She's like, nope, this is not for me. I'm going upstairs. And I'm like, okay.
Interesting. That's interesting. Maybe she didn't like the girl or something. She's very abrasive. I thought that was kind of fun. Yeah. No, it
could have been the killing of animals.
Oh. That shows you the mind of his mind. That was,
I know.
And that, the only time is when it shows you his mind, basically. The only time something dies, I think, for most of the movie. Well, that's not true. No, it is true. Yeah.
That's interesting. Speaking of dying, on July 4th of this year, because those movies are so cheap to make and they make so much money, they're making more Purge movies that are... And they're making it. They released a teaser trailer, and it's super making fun of like Donald Trump. It's pretty great.
What do you mean?
It's called The First Purge, and it's basically the red hat. This is the first purge. And it's like, you know, the best thing about America is it's filled with Americans, and you want to keep America filled with Americans. You want to be hanging out with your son years from now, and he looks up in your eyes and says, "Dad, I want a purge." Yeah, it looks fucking, it's like all, like, basically like a political ad. It's so, like, those movies are so exactly what I want them to be. Just fucking, like, terrible, evil, super rich white people getting revenge on them.
Wait, what?
I'm not rich.
Compared to most of the world, you are a fucking billionaire.
And guess what? If we're standing in a room and they come rolling in and they say, "Which one of you is the least white?" and I'll be like, "This one right here, sir." And they'll be like, "Well, all right." And they get rid of. They run out of bullets in the first four of you. But then they try shooting at Chris, and he flies.
I fly out the fucking window. You got it, baby. Ryan's trying to think of a way out, and I'm flying out the window.
Dave drinks his fucking poly juice and jumps into a pool.
Yep.
And he's just like,
I pretend to drown, but I'm nearly not.
Poor Adam. He didn't have a superpower because he wasn't here tonight, so he got shot.
But they'll be like, "What is your name? Adam White?"
That's true.
And they're also releasing Deep Blue Sea 2.
Holy shit, this is like an Adam-centric episode.
I know, super, super smart sharks are back again.
was the first one the one with, what's his name?
Samuel Jackson?
Yeah, who gets eaten by a fucking shark when it pops out of the water.
After he's giving his super good speech about how badass he is. I climbed Mount Everest and did this and did this. And the shark goes,
I hope they embrace this for what it is. Like, a little bit big, little bit more serious than Sharknado, but not much.
Yeah, and it by the trailer it is. It's just a little bit more serious.
That's cool. So, Ryan, you going to give us a report on your boy? Your boy's State of the Union address. Did you record it and go through every line?
I didn't hear. I only heard like two things about it. I know nothing. I know nothing. I actually kind of am interested, though. I'm tempted to watch it.
I can't. But I physically get ill. Honestly, like I wish I could, but I physically get ill. I'm like start retching every time I hear his fucking voice.
Yeah.
I did see a thing that said he made a false claim every 4.5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
And then afterwards, he's like, yeah, that was the most watched State of the Union ever. And everyone's like, no, why do you do this?
Why did he totally lie?
He says that, and it's just not true?
With 46 million viewers, it was the largest ever in the history of the United States. And immediately, news outlets like, no, that's wrong. Even Bush had more than that.
He's a dumb man.
My favorite part of his speech was, we finally put an end to the war on clean coal. Like, wait a minute. First of all, there is no war on fucking clean coal. And second of all, clean coal isn't a thing.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, I can't talk. I can't listen to it. I couldn't even listen to it.
I do want to see it. It sounds fun.
What's the next movie we're watching?
Well, the next big one is Black Panther.
What's before? Isn't there one before Black Panther?
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah.
Not a superhero one, but
that I'm gonna see.
Well.
Oh, Maze Runner, the Death Curtain, or something. Yeah.
Yeah, the Death Curtain. That's exactly what it is. No, there was something that I wanted to see, but maybe not.
In February or March or just sometime?
In February.
Yeah.
February. I don't know. What's the next movie you want to see, Ryan?
I want to see the rest of Riverdale, the TV show.
So what made you start watching Riverdale? Give it to me straight.
It was one of those, like, let's watch a show together, me and Amber, and we go on Netflix, and you don't want to take forever to pick the show, and you look at one, it's like, nah, I don't want to see that. Nah. Chris and Amy said this one's good. And then we're like, all right. And then we watched it, and it was actually pretty good. Who's seen that? Dave? Right, have any Dave seen it?
The CW show, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Dave is contractually obligated to watch all CW shows.
You might like it. Dave. No. Dave won.
You have to watch it with an eye of, are you fucking serious? What's going on? Oh my god. And have fun.
It's
with
pretty
it.
Good. Ryan, you guarantee you would like it.
Is this really Ryan, what's happening in our high schools?
Here's what I like. Remember we gave you like a list of 57 shows, and you chose Riverdale.
But this is what he's watching with his wife, though, which is a side caveat for any list that's out there.
Okay, I can give you 12 shows that you should watch. You and Amber should watch.
But she's got to
agree. I can give you one show that you should watch. It's called Riverdale. And I know that because I saw that shit and it's good.
I think it's going to go all Fight Club on it, Ryan.
What is?
I think Riverdale's going to go Fight Club. I think there's going to be some guys that are all imaginary.
There's a lot of theories on that right now.
Boom! Exactly. I read Wikipedia's like on Riverdale. So that's like I read Wikipedia's on shows that I know I'm probably not going to watch.
Oh, I don't. I wait for them, and I'm pleasantly surprised or not surprised. Or just be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know of any movies that I have, other than the one I just learned about today, about the King Killer Chronicles.
I'm sure
it's going to be a while. I don't think they have a script. I don't think they have anything.
I think you're looking at like 2026 probably or something.
Right.
I'm also looking forward to the next season of Game of Thrones.
Okay. In 2019.
I thought you were going to say Riverdale because you're too behind.
Riverdale.
Next season of Riverdale.
That is pretty good, though.
What we are watching is like I can't remember what channel it's on. Like, there's a 6-part miniseries about Waco, which is Tiffany's watching, and she says it's
right. Oh yeah, History Channel, I think.
Something like that. Oh, it's a drama though, so it's like got big actors. And
oh
stuff.
Wait, yeah, you're
if
right.
If it's not about Nazis, it can't be on the History Channel. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, I think it's on a different channel. And what else did we start watching? We started watching The Assassination of Gianni Versace, which has been pretty good.
I saw some
just because it was all like, it's a, you know, it talks about that dude, like, whatever, Andrew Cunanan. That was our childhood. That was like 97, so that was like 19, and we were all 19, and so, and it's all like, he started in Minnesota and killed his first two people here.
Oh,
crazy Siri.
I don't think I remember hearing about that, honestly. I was in a different world. Dave, too, anything going on with the Super Bowl in our fair city we should know? Like, I don't know, people getting mugged or, like, us beating up Philly fans for no reason?
Nothing that I saw at the beginning of this week, but now I'm working from home because they're like, don't even bother coming downtown.
I did hear the Minneapolis mayor kind of got caught off on a live mic or something. Because he was, like, welcoming Philadelphia fans and New Orleans fans, and at the end he's like, do we really have to fucking welcome Philadelphia fans?
Oh, really? That's actually pretty good.
We're going to grease our poles, and you ain't going to be able to do anything.
But you know what? That could only make him go up in the polls, honestly.
Yeah.
That was pretty genius.
He just got elected, too.
Right.
It was just his last number.
Yeah.
Going back to that movie thing, the movie I thought was before Black Panther is actually the weekend after Annihilation.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Annihilation.
Ryan, here I'm going to sell it by saying a couple words. It is written and directed by the guy who wrote Sunshine.
Ooh, I like that shit.
So it's going to be a good movie until the last 20 minutes.
It might be. But it appears to be like a bunch of scientists going to an area that's like, for some unknown reason, everything inside this area is like rapidly evolving. Like, time is going differently within this area. So, like, things are like, creatures are evolving interesting ways. So, like, the first set of scientists went in and they lost contact with them, but why? Oh, shit. Humans are evolving weird and differently inside there. So it looks interesting.
Oh, I wonder if any of them will have, like, skin flaps that they can fly around.
Like, what happens if there was? What if there was, like, one guy who's, like, he's, like, running? They're like, oh, no, he's getting away. And he's like, and just flies away. And then one guy just jumps into a pool. So, Dave only jumps into pools.
So, Dave, you made a link here about the Star Wars story, the Solo film or whatever.
Yep.
Has a trailer coming out?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Officially Monday.
Yep, but we get a 30-second teaser on Super Bowl day.
Oh, okay. That's one thing, but my favorite was the first comment that said, this is going to make Last Jedi look like Citizen Kane. I guess people are not super like excited because of all the issues they've had with this movie.
Yeah, they're
which one, the new one? Which?
The young
Wait, which one are they?
The young. They basically said, you know, people had issue with The Last Jedi, too, and they're basically saying The Last Jedi is going to be Citizen Kane compared to what this movie is going to be.
Oh, so it's
with
be crap.
With the director, you know, with the director's walking out and a new director coming in, Ron Howard coming in, having to really change what we've heard most of it. So
it's all being directed by a giant committee anyway. And it's got Childish Gambino on there. Grammy award-winning Childish Gambino.
He's really won a Grammy.
Yep.
He's got one song, right?
Yeah.
He's got
a bunch of songs.
I know, but whenever I hear his name, I think of one song.
Oh, okay.
I
thought you meant
he
literally had one song, because that means he's really good at writing songs if he has one song and one Grammy.
Definition of mic drop.
Oh, yeah, that's the fucking one song. It's called Redbone. Here, I should share the music. Let me do this. View tools, video, call, share sound system. Where are you at? There we at. Ready? Check this out.
Listen to that, Ryan.
Yeah. What's up? This is Charlie Gambino's supporter coming to you. The Geeks Next Door podcast.
Oh, shit.
We're going to pull from YouTube.
But this is the thing. Like, this song is a little iconic. And then he sings weird.
I've never heard this song.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't either.
I guess my finger's not on the pulse of the hip-hop community.
All right. It's true. Me and Dave can take that.
Right. Take that out. All right, but it was on Community, so we have that. We can say Community. That's everyone loves.
Yeah. Hey, most of you played that game last night. Talk to me about that game. What did you think of it? What were your perceptions? What did you think about it? Would you play it again? Did you... Strengths, weaknesses?
The game on Tuesday, right?
It feels like yesterday.
I
don't remember what it was. Somebody's got to explain it, what it was.
Betrayal at the house
on the hill.
The Haunted Hill. Yeah, so basically you start off as a group in an entryway of a giant mansion, and you walk through doors, flipping over tiles to reveal the more layout of this mansion. You can go upstairs in the basement, various things happen. Each room has an eye. You can get an item, an effect, or an event can happen. And these can change how the story plays out. But there's an overall, like, once a certain number of events, or omens, as they're called, happen, like the evil reveals itself and you fight to defeat the evil. Or whatever the scenario calls for. I think we got a weird one because we happened to roll and got like the weird alien virus variation on that, where people were infected and when they walked past each other there was a 50% chance of being infected, and Ryan forgot that he was infected right away, which made it so...
Had I known, like, that would have worked really well had I done it on purpose and then, like, was a little less enthusiastic about my trying to do the wrong thing. You know what I mean? Like,
because you had done, like, what, 60% of the legwork in getting the cure.
I think it was happened. 80%. I think you did 4 out of 5.
You might have done 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I was doing a lot. So I was like, you guys believe me yet? I should have stopped at like 3 and then like said, I'm going to go look for this garden too or something, and then started infecting people like it ain't nobody's business. Right.
But the clarification of the rules, it just, we happen to be the kind of the people who are like, well, what is the true intention of this? Like, does this effect work with this? Is it like a magic rule? Why this happens? This may happen. Yeah, and that was an issue with it. Because you were using a Pajau ring to do mental attacks on people. Yeah. But then you're like, punching them with my mental attacks.
No, I'm just curious about what you thought about the whole gameplay element and how it worked out and everything.
I think it was a fun game. I thought it was really fun, actually. But I guess I wouldn't say amazing fun. But I think what's interesting about it is it almost seems like every game will be different. So it's almost like a bunch of mini-games, right? Like... there's a big book of different ways that you play the game, and so like some of them will be more fun than others. They'll all be different. This one, I think it sounds like the fact that we didn't know who the traitor was, so we had to be suspicious of everybody, probably took out something that would normally be pretty fun, which is that dynamic of having a team of people working together. It made that hard, but it also had an interesting twist of not knowing who the traitor is, which is kind of a fun thing too. I think it was fun. I don't know if it's the greatest game in the world, but I think it's too early to say because you just did like one scenario, so like it seemed like it was pretty well thought out, the one scenario. I mean, seemed fairly balanced and kind of fun. So I give it a solid grade of B+. I know you asked.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I think that's definitely a boon of the game, that it, like, the end game changes, so most of the game's the same, and then right. The second half is completely different depending on what you draw into. I think we might have got one of the ones that I personally didn't like as much, but I think in the future, if we tried it again, maybe be better. Because, yeah, you're right. I thought it was weird that all of a sudden... I don't know. I didn't love the ending, put it that way. Like, you couldn't really work together, because if you work together, most of the time you're then going to lose the game. Like, there's just no way around it. Yes. You're going to get infected if you work together, and you're going to lose the game.
Right. So,
but whatever. It was still fun to play, and I'd like to try it again, like I said, with a different end scenario.
It felt like, because there was aliens, it felt like it was mixing its shit a little too much. It's all like, oh, you walk into a room, there's a ghostly apparition over there, and then it's an alien. And you're like, I'm like, okay, we want to be supernatural. Do you want aliens? Well, what the fuck do you want?
Well, that was the only one with aliens, I think, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe. But I just felt like that was a weird turn. Like, they could have made it anything else. They could have made it, like, any kind of
possession, just ghostly possession. Yes. And maybe there is one. There might be one that's like ghostly possession, and then you become the ghost, and you know, there might be. I don't know. But yeah, I think it was interesting. I'd play it again just to see a different aspect.
I feel like it's a game that people of different walks of life could like.
So black people? You can just say it, Ryan.
Yeah, black people.
Racist, what do you mean, Ryan?
I know you're racist.
What I mean actually is, like, I could see Amber and Amy liking it. Like, people that don't like strategy games like might like this, and people that like strategy games might like this, which I think is interesting. Like, I think it was fun, and I don't like games that are just all dumb luck, but I think people that like games that are just all dumb luck could also like this game.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I think I said it better on my second try.
I smell what you're saying. Okay. I was just curious.
Has Amber been listening lately? Because you've been really trying to, like, being like, you know, Amber's really a cool lady. She's really nice, and we like to watch Riverdale together.
And she's amazing, and she's the best person ever, and I love her so much.
She doesn't listen. I'm just a nice person.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Just a wonderful husband.
She's actually sitting off camera.
Right. She's got, like, a gun. She's like,
no, she's got a teleprompter.
You fucking say it.
She's telling me what to say.
Cue cards.
Right, Ryan's gonna be like, oh yes, and at the end of the podcast, it was the greatest podcast ever, the most listeners, 46 million listeners, the most listened to podcast ever.
Okay, cool. What else? We got anything else to talk about, or are we pretty much done? Told you it'd be quick without Adam.
Tomorrow on Netflix, Altered Carbon is released.
Yep.
It's kind of the we've talked a little bit about before. It's that futuristic where if you have enough money, they've got the technology that you can live forever by transferring your consciousness into a shell, into a different body. So all your memories and experience go with you, but your body changes over time into these different versions, different shells.
Hmm.
It's based off the book, very futuristic. In essence, a cop, a really well-known cop from the past, was in cryo-freeze.
Is he
Demolition Man?
Yeah.
And they bring him back to solve the mystery, a murder mystery.
Because everyone's really polite, and Taco Bell won the food wars.
Yep.
The restaurant wars.
But it's 10 episodes. It's getting pretty good reviews. So
right, yeah. So Ryan, basically, you're every so often you basically like save. It's basically like you quick save what are your memories for. You're like, all right, cool. I wake up today, go about my daily thing. Oh shit, I forgot to save. If you were to die, they could put your yesterday's consciousness into a new body, but you wouldn't have any of the experience from today. So basically, you would have lost one whole day. Because you did not save your memories for today.
But is that even you anymore?
Hey, that's the fun part
of
most
dilemmas of the book
about cyberpunks. Yeah.
It's like a copy of you. Like,
what do you mean? What is a copy of you?
Okay.
Like, why did?
Because so basically, you take your conscious and you save it, and you keep going, and in your body, and then that body dies, and you die. So they take a new shell and they load the consciousness that they saved into a new body. I mean, is that technically even you, or is that just a copy of you that's going around being you?
Well, it's not even like the same body type. I mean,
right? Because you could download yourself into any body.
Yeah,
any
you could
sleeve,
be an
they call
Asian,
them sleeves.
Yeah, an Asian body one day and a Caucasian body
like,
the next.
It can't even be me because let's say I do it at the same time. Like I basically create two of me in different bodies. Like, that's not me anymore. It's a copy of me that's going to now have a different life. So I find it... I don't know. Maybe it's a weird philosophical question, but I don't think that's me anymore, and I think that I am now dead.
you can have two of yourself at the same time?
Why not? If you could save yourself and upload yourself to a body, why right. couldn't you? You know, you could go ahead and do that. I mean, maybe there are rules say you can't, but if you're
rich enough, you can get around. Yeah, is that frowned upon or something? That's what I'm wondering, because right. like that seems like multiple copies.
Right.
Yeah.
But then, so basically, you know, the whole rich guy says, gets a detective and says, like, hey, I need you to find out who killed me. Because he lost 2 days of himself. You know, so someone killed the body, so find who killed me. But it's an interesting concept. So I like sci-fi. So I think I'll watch it.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
What's it called again? The
Altered Carbon.
Yeah. If I was rich enough, I'd just make a bunch of copies of myself, and we'd all agree that like we're all going to take on different personas and infiltrate different places in the world so we can help each other out if we need to. Like he'll be a Supreme Court judge and he'll be a lawyer.
Right. And most people, I don't think it's expensive enough where you could do it at the end of your life, but you still have to live your whole life and get old and go through all that. But a lot of rich people just be like, "Nah, I'm starting to feel tired. My body hurts a little bit. I'm going to just get a new body now." Looks because you're rich.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I think you're more like transferring your consciousness into a new body is more you than if someone else's consciousness got transferred into your body. So, in that sense, I think it's you.
So the consciousness
like,
is what
clearly, means. Chris. If like
what?
So, if like my consciousness went into your body,
sure.
And I was like walking around, look at me.
First of all, lucky you.
Yes, first.
Gym dick for years.
Then I would say that I am definitely not you. But I think I'm definitely me as well. So to answer your question, I think yes, you're you when you transfer your consciousness into a new body.
But are you still you when there's multiple parts of you being... If I can copy my conscious and then put it into somebody else, which is you? Are they both you?
Well, I think it's actually a little weird.
Or just a shell of a robot. Like, is that you?
Each of them thinks they are you.
Right.
And they're equally right.
Wait, hang on. But I'm going to use the term you as in you, you as in your conscious right now.
Yeah.
So are you you?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wait, what?
We'll have to figure this out once the technology... You know, in 20 years or so, once the technology is there, we'll start talking about it a little bit more.
Alright. Yeah,
we'll save our money.
Exchanges and see if you're you or me.
I'm sure there's people talking
saying,
about
this.
It is
weird when you make copies of yourself, because I actually think that they're both equally you.
Yes.
But it's then the term you right. no longer is very apt.
Exactly.
You know, it's right. like U1 and U2 now.
Yeah.
And
which is a great band.
Yeah. It is.
They got rid of the first part.
Who's, the U2. Who's that guy? It's like, I think it's Ray Kurzweil or something. He does a lot of talks on these. I've watched a bunch of them on YouTube about the philosophy of AI and like what happens when we can cross the singularity and shit. So.
That's probably him. He's that futurist guy who's always yep. talking about, in 10 years from now, robots will have dicks. And you're like, oh, really?
But are dicks
they,
or
they already,
gym dicks?
They already do have gym dicks.
Yep.
They all just want you to be like, look at it. It's me working out so much.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to go back to playing my game. Probably. So, we good?
We good.
All right, we're gone. I can't ask Adam to do the thing because Adam's not here. So thanks for joining us. Expensive Science Baby is not what we're at. We are at Geeks Next Door, ftw@gmail.com. Geeks Next Door is our Facebook page, and that's about it. We'll be back next week. Adam, feel better because I know you listen to this because you want to see how much we talk about you, you son of a bitch. Bye.
So true.
See ya.
Bye.
Later.
Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to fuck.